نہیں اس کو تو آپ کے واسطے ویٹ کر رہے تھے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین وبعد. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. عید مبارک ٹو آل آف یو. مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ایکسیپٹ آل آور عبادات ڈیورنگ رمضان اینڈ میک پرماننٹ دا گڈ ہیبٹس دیٹ وی ڈیولپڈ ڈیورنگ دس بلیسڈ منتھ which comes every year as a sign from our Rabb to change our course from Jahannam to Jannah. It doesn't require an explanation to realize that the road can only take us to the destination it connects with. If we don't want to go to that destination, we need to change the road, not merely make dua for a different destination while speeding down the same road. These lectures and all such reminders are in the nature of signposts along the road, telling us where we are headed and announcing exits which we can take to change direction. Finally, there will come a time when we reach the last toll gate, after which there is no exit, and we will reach the destination that we chose. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that the one who ignored all exit signs can't complain that he had no chance to get off the road. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and from those who are determined to take us with them to the fire. We continue with our Tarbiyah series of lectures so that we can take the right exit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His blessed books, in one of the most beautiful surahs, about those He called Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Ar-Rahman. There is no honor that is bigger than the honor of being called Abdullah or Abdur Rahman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes two names the best, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. To be an Ibadur Rahman, not calling yourself that, but by us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us that. It is the greatest honor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يقروا عليها والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this beautiful surah, Surah Ar-Rahman, in these famous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the qualities of those he called Al-Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the slaves of Ar-Rahman are those who walk on the earth with humility and dignity. And when the foolish people address them, when they curse them, when they abuse them, they say salam. They do not repeat abuse for abuse. They say salamu alaykum. And they are those who spend the night before their Rabb in sajda and qiyam. And they are those who say, our Rabb, avert from us the torment of Jahannam. Verily, its torment is ever an inseparable permanent punishment. Evil indeed it is as an abode and as a place to dwell. And they are those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor stingy, but hold a medium way between the two extremes. And those who do not invoke any other ilah, any other god, along with Allah, nor do they kill such life as Allah has forbidden, except for just cause, nor do they commit illegal sexual intercourse, and whosoever does this shall receive the punishment. The torment will be doubled for him on the day of resurrection, and he will abide therein in disgrace. Except those who repent and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Islam, and do righteous good deeds, for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins into good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. And whosoever repents and does righteous good deeds, then verily he repents towards Allah with true repentance. And those who do not witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by with dignity. And those who, when they are reminded of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Quran, they are not deaf and blind to them. And they are those who say, O our Rabb, bestow on us from our wives and our offsprings those who will be the comfort of our eyes, and make us the leaders for the muttaqun. And they are those who will be rewarded with the highest place in Jannah because of their patience. And therein they shall be met with greetings and the word of peace and respect. Abiding therein, excellent it is as an abode and as a place to dwell. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described 9 qualities of Al-Ibadur Rahman, his special and favorite slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help in cultivating these qualities and in taking us in the right direction, to take the right exit on the road on which we are traveling, so that we will be entitled to the beautiful destination on the road that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us. How foolish to refuse what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for us. The first of the qualities of Ibadur Rahman is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are those who walk on the earth in humility and dignity. And when the foolish address them with bad words, they say salam. The second quality is they are those who spend the night before their Rabb in sajda and qiyam. The third one, they are those who say, O our Rabb, avert from us the torment of Jahannam. Verily, its torment is an ever inseparable permanent punishment. The fourth, they are those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor stingy, but hold a medium path between these two extremes. Number five, they are those who do not invoke any other ilah other than Allah. They do not commit any form of shirk, and nor do they kill such life as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden except for just cause. and nor do they commit illegal sexual intercourse. And sixth, they are those who repent and believe in Islam and do righteous deeds. And seventh, they are those who do not witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by it with dignity. Number eight, they are those who, when they are reminded of the ayat of their Rabb, they are not deaf and blind to them. And number nine, they are those who make dua and they say, O our Rabb, bestow on us from our wives and our offspring, who will be those who will be a comfort to our eyes and make us the leaders of the muttaqun. To these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. To these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that they will be rewarded with the highest place in Jannah because of their patience and because of their sabr, and therein they will be met with greetings and salam and respect and they will stay there forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, excellent it is as an abode and as a place to dwell. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are mentioned as Al-Ibadur Rahman. Inshallah, we will start with these, with the first one today, and we will see how many of them we can get through today, and then we will continue on next Jummah, inshallah. The first of these qualities is those who walk on the earth in humility and dignity. And when the foolish address them with bad words, they say salam. The first quality of Ibadur Rahman are people who are neither arrogant nor frivolous. The extreme of dignity is arrogance, and the extreme of the opposite of dignity is frivolousness. People never take you seriously because you are a joker. People who are humble, good-humored, and dignified. People who don't respond in kind to the rude and those who abuse them. These people demonstrate their upbringing just as the rude demonstrate their own upbringing. Interestingly, not to respond to those who abuse you in kind is a very good way of saving your time and saving aggravation, and of turning the opinion of the world in your favor. If you are silent in the face of provocation, and if you act with dignity, you earn the respect of all reasonable and just people. And those who abuse you, they get more and more frustrated in their anger because you refuse to react. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends help from sources you couldn't have imagined. And that help is far more useful for you and far more painful for your tormentors than your own retort would have been. My brothers and sisters, however, this takes patience and this takes emotional maturity. But then, for those who want to be included in Al-Ibadur Rahman, it is worth it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also opens the doors of good deeds for those who are abused because they call to Him. They are not abused because they did something wrong. They are abused because they did something right. They are abused because they reminded the evil people about the consequences of their evil deeds. They reminded the people of the consequences of their evil deeds. And for this they are abused. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of good deeds for them. Because their own good deeds will come to them, and the good deeds of those who abuse them will also come to them. So alhamdulillah, you get a lot of hasanat for doing nothing, because people are bad talking you behind your back. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this grace and favor of His. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talked and mentioned about His reaction to those people who abuse those who do the work of His anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا إنا لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and be patient, have sabr, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those who follow him in his work. Be patient with what they say, and keep away from them in a good way. وَهْجُرُهُمْ حَجَرًا جَمِيلًا. Don't retort to them, don't reply to them. You keep quiet silently and move away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَرْنِي. He says, leave me alone to deal with them. See the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you move away. I will deal with them directly. Allah says, move away. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ وَمَحِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Allah says, leave me alone to deal with them, those who are in possessions of the good things of life. He said, they curse you because they have got a few dollars more, or they think they have a few dollars more. They curse you because they are sitting on some chair here and there. Allah says, leave them alone. Leave, move aside. Let me deal with them. Let me deal with those who deny and those who are in possessions of good things of life. And give them respite for a little while. Leave them for a little while. Verily with us are chains to bind them, and a raging fire in which they will be put, and a food that chokes and is a painful torment. Read the Quran, my brothers and sisters. Don't complain that you didn't know. The book has been sent. The Nabi has been sent. The ones to explain have been sent. If you still ignore, then it's on your head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war only on two people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war only on two kinds of people. Those who trouble his awliya. Those who trouble the people who do the work of da'wah of Islam. And those who deal in interest, riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war only on those two people. May Allah save us from the evil of ourselves. Second quality of Al-Ibadur Rahman, people who spend the night before their Rabb in sajda and qiyam. This is the most reliable sign of people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they spend the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda wal qiyam. We like to spend time in the company of those we love. The same applies with respect to our love for Allah. Those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look for opportunities to spend time in His presence. And what better time to do that when He has made nuzul on the first heaven and the caller has called? Who is there who needs anything from his Rabb? And this is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call as-salah qurratul ayn, the coolness of my eyes. Salah is the time when we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk to Him. We tell Him our story. We ask for His help and He answers. He knows our circumstances. He knows our difficulties. He knows our challenges. And there is nobody who shows appreciation more than Him. For such people who ask Him in the dead of the night, He promised His support and a great reward. What more can we ask for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ عَدْنَا مِنْ ثُلُثَي اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ عَلِمَ أَن لَّن تُحْصُوهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْرَؤُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله من خير تجدوه عند الله وخيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily your Rabb knows. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responding and speaking to the ones who knew who he is. This is the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to the ones who stand in the night when everybody else is asleep. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, the famous story about him, one day he stood in tahajjud at 2 o'clock or something like this in the morning, in the night, and before he began his salah, he said, Ya Rabb, everybody in the world is asleep. The stars have also gone to sleep. He said, there are only two who are awake. He says, you and me. This is the connection of the people who connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I tell you people, talk to Allah. Build a connection with Allah. Do those deeds that when you stand before Him on the musalla, you are not ashamed. And that He wants to look at your face, which resembles the face of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because He only loves that face, believe me. He doesn't love your face and doesn't love my face. He loves the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He loves every face that looks like the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily your Rabb knows that you stand to pray at night. A little less than 2/3 of the night, or half the night, or 1/3 of the night. And so do a party of those with you. This kitab is to whom? To Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who are the party with him? Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. And all those who follow them in ihsan ila yawmiddin. Inshallah. And Allah says, and Allah measures the night and the day. And He knows that you are unable to pray the whole night. So He has turned to you in mercy. So recite of the Quran as much as may be easy for you. He knows that there will be some among you who are sick, and others who are traveling through the land, seeking the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet others who are fighting in the cause of Allah. So recite as much of the Quran as may be easy for you, and establish as-salah, and pay as-zakat, and lend to Allah a goodly loan. Give in addition to zakat, sadaqat, qardun hasana. And Allah says, and whatever good you send before you, for yourselves, you will certainly find it with Allah, better and greater in reward. And seek the forgiveness of Allah, wastaghfirullah. Make istighfar, my brothers. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make tawbah and I remind you to make tawbah. Wastaghfirullah. And seek the forgiveness of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. Those who taste the pleasure of tahajjud once, they need no convincing. They only know the sweetness of talking to their Rabb in the stillness of the night, when only He is awake to listen to them. They know what it means to be able to speak to the one from whom there are no secrets, to ask the one whose treasures have no boundaries, to ask the one, to thank the one to whom we owe every breath we take, every action that has the potential to do good, and to return to and to make tawbah before the only one who has the power to forgive our sins. And for the others, well, there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who look for ways to succeed, and those who tell you why they couldn't succeed. My brothers and sisters, I remind you, we choose our own destiny. Just because you have a reason why you could not succeed, it does not change your failure into success. You are still a failure. Make your choice now and choose wisely. And don't be foolish. The kalam of Allah has come. The sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Nothing more is going to come. Nothing more is needed. Read. And take the exit on the road. Because if you are going down the highway, traveling 70 miles an hour, and you see on the opposite side of the divided highway, there is the car of Ibrahim going in the opposite direction, alayhi salam. And after a while you see the car of Musa, alayhi salam, is going in the opposite direction. And after a little while you see the car of Isa, alayhi salam, is going in the opposite direction. And then after a while you see the car of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi salam, is going in the opposite direction. And you continue still on the same highway that you are headed on, at the same speed of 70 miles an hour, and exit sign after exit sign is flashing by, and you still continue on the same highway in a direction that is opposite to the direction of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my brothers and sisters, you know where you are headed. Because there is only one destination. There is one destination on this direction, and there is another destination on the other direction. There is no third destination. One is very hot and the other one is very nice. It's up to you. But don't tell anyone that the exit sign didn't come. Because exit after exit after exit. Exit after exit after exit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends enough exits so that the hujjat will be complete in favor of or against. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do the things that will take us to the destination which is worth going to. Third quality of Al-Ibadur Rahman, the chosen slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says they are the ones who say, "Our Rabb, avert from us the torment of Jahannam. Verily its torment is an ever inseparable permanent punishment." My brothers and sisters, it is a sign of intelligence to remember our akhirah and to ask for Allah's protection from the evil of it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the signs of people of intelligence, in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ." Allah said, who are the intelligent people? Al-Ulil al-Bab. Allah said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down on their sides. And they reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And what do they say? They say, "Oh, our Rabb, you have not created all of this without purpose. Subhanak, glory be to you. Faqina azab an-nar, give us salvation from the torment of the hellfire." A life that is lived purely in the present, without a thought for the future, measured only by momentary pleasure of sensations, is the life of animals. It's not the life of human beings. A life that is purely lived in the present, without a thought for the future, measured only by the pleasure of momentary sensations, is the life of animals. It's not the life of human beings. It is the nature of intelligent beings to think about the consequence of their actions. It is logical to measure the action in terms of the gravity of consequences, in terms of their effect, the magnitude or severity of it, and the period, how long does it last. Actions that have strong positive consequences that last for a long time are called investments. And actions which have strong negative consequences that last for a long time are called disasters. So what would any intelligent person call an action that results in everlasting torment? Which pleasure, my brothers and sisters, justifies everlasting pain? And that is why every intelligent person asks for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. This is the antithesis of the shaitani materialistic system that seeks to convince the mentally retarded that there is such a thing as an action without consequences. Only the self-deluded believe this. We are free to choose, my brothers and sisters, but no choice is free. Every choice has consequences, good or bad. I remind myself to and yourself to choose wisely, because the choices have consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, which we recite every Jum'ah, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Allah said, the truth is from your Rabb. Then whosoever wills, let him believe. And whosoever wills, let him disbelieve. And verily we have prepared for the zalimun, the people who refuse to accept the truth, a fire whose walls will surround them. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself that we have spoken about three of the qualities of Al-Ibadur Rahman. Inshallah, we will do the rest in the coming Jumu'at. The purpose of all these khutab, khutabas, and all these reminders is not simply to sit and listen, but to bring about changes in our lives. And remember, if you are doing something good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opportunity to do more of it. And if you are doing something good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops it, Allah does not stop it, you stop it yourself because you listen to shaitan. Then this is a sign that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure is coming upon you. If you start something good, if you were praying tahajjud and it stops, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and restart. If you are praying your salah on time and you find now that you are finding excuses to delay it, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray on time. If you had followed the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kept your beard, and then shaitan inspired you to shave, then be prepared to become the companion of shaitan on the day of judgment, because you just broke a sunnah muakkada of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just ask yourself this question, O ibadun nufus, O slaves of your own nafs, not ibadullah. Ask yourself the same question, that you and I agree and believe that for the man, wearing of gold is haram, yes or no? And you and I believe that for a man, the wearing of silk is haram, yes or no? Why do you believe this? Is there an ayah in the Quran which prohibits gold and silk? You believe it because it is the hukum of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes or no? Then it is the hukum of the same Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib al-Quraishi al-Makki, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, do not shave your beard. He said, grow your beard and trim your mustaches. How does your hand lift to shave your beard? Especially those who have a beard. Because your nafs, you are an abd of your nafs. You are not an abd of Allah. You pick and choose from the ahkam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what suits you. In any case, you don't want to wear gold rings and gold watches, and therefore when he says gold is haram, no problem. In any case, you have got all sorts of alternatives and linens and cottons and all sorts of beautiful fabric as alternatives for silk, so you don't care when he says silk is haram. Oh, no problem, silk is haram, I will not wear it. But when he says to shave your beard is haram, your nafs comes in the way and you make sajda to your nafs instead of to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned you in the Quran. In Surah Al-Furqan, go and look at the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you not seen the one who has taken for his Rabb, for his ilah, for the one he worships, his nafs, his hawa?
And then he asks his Nabi a question. Afa anta takunu alayhim wakila? He said, are you going to make sifarish for him? Are you going to intercede for such a one? Are you going to make shafa for such a one? My brothers and sisters, fear Allah. Fear Allah. Ittaqullah. Haqqa tuqatih. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And you cannot die as a Muslim unless you live as a Muslim. And there is no way of living as a Muslim if you disobey his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wake up. Wake up before you are woken up. Because a day will come when it will be said about you that you are al-muhtadar. That you are the one in whose presence have come those who were awaited. You will not be referred to by your name. It will not be said this is Yaver Beg. It will be said this is al-muhtadar. This is the one who is lying now. And in his presence those have come who were awaited. And after a little while, you will not be called by your name. You will be called al-mayyit. It will be said, this is the mayyit of Yaver Beg. This is the dead body of Yaver Beg. And if that Yaver Beg died refusing the ahkam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect me, I use my name only because nobody can find fault with if I use my own name. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me completely and totally obedient to his Nabi. Because obedience to his Nabi is obedience to Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِيرْ رَسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ Surah An-Nisa, go read the Quran for God's sake. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me as long a life as was the life of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me in a state of iman and in a state of taslim and in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi. But if that is not going to happen, and if the person dies in a state of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my brothers and sisters, the troubles of this world don't end. They will only begin. And those troubles that begin have no ending. And if you have convinced yourself, and if the shaitan has convinced you, and if the friends of shaitan who are your friends have convinced you that to shave your beard is jais, then I stand on the musalla and mimbar of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be my witness that I have told you in clear terms that what you are doing is haram. Just as wearing gold is haram. Just as wearing silk is haram. Just as disobeying the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haram. And if you continue to do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the sense to stop voluntarily and deliberately disobeying him. And voluntarily and deliberately disobeying his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. And to accept our ibadat. And to forgive our sins. And to give us the tawfiq to make tawbah. And to accept our tawbah. And to enter us into the Jannah. Firdausul A'la. With his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين